eating food.
A lot of people is how many people?
I have no idea. There's a huge long line that goes halfway down the line.
Well, I hope there's 6 foot space or I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, we got 6 foot spaces.
Where are you?
Just a second here. Okay, now I can go.
Benchlands?
Benchlands, yeah. It was a swamp, so we had to move everything.
And did you move it to a higher ground, or how did you do it?
No, we just moved forward until we got to drier ground.
And any have the police threats or sheriff's threats materialized, or are you doing well?
We're doing well, nothing like that.
And any comments about people did last night in the rain?
No, everybody's very happy that there's food. I think that's basically it.
And the food today is the usual rice, beans, salad, that sort of thing?
It actually ended up being more kind of weird shit, but on top of that, you know?
And, and preparation time took you how many hours?
We started at, noon, and we just got here at 4.
How many servers do you have helping you at the moment?
Well, we've got one woman handing out bread and vegetables. We have three in the sharing in behind the tent. We got one counting everybody. That kind of stuff.
How are our friends Cooper and Russell doing outside with no tent?
I haven't seen them today. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I gotcha. And I talked to Alicia finally. Have you been able to speak with her, by the way?
I haven't talked to her in a little while. I've been sort of overwhelmed.
As usual.
Yeah, it's really intense. So, and Paulie came down with a ton of bread.
That's good.
Now we have more bread than we can fill an entire van full.
Well, you got a lot of bread, but no butter.
We got peanut butter, but the issue is it's real fancy bread that you got to cut. So we got to... tomorrow.
Anything interesting happened to you throughout the day that you want to comment on?
The main thing is that I was reading this letter by Andy Mills that I thought that was subject was shelter in place order. And I had just briefly looked at it and go, okay, this is one of these crazy shelter in place order emails that I get.
This was the third letter that they said you had gotten but you hadn't gotten.
It turns out that the letter was a different whole letter.
Huh.
None of the letters that they told me I had gotten, they always gave, they've given me two letters, and those two letters were dated the day before, and they claimed I got them, they said, didn't you get the letter? And I go, no, and then they hand me the letter.
Right.
And they, didn't you get the letter? And then they go, no, and then they hand me the letter.
And this happened to you yesterday, right?
They didn't hand me a letter. Yes, they said that, but they didn't give me a letter. They drove away without a letter.
And so you finally, you found the long-lost letter today or whatever?
No, this is another whole fucking letter.
Oh, boy.
It's a whole different letter that's unrelated to any of those other letters.
Ah, well, this is, you got a lot of letters. Go ahead.
Yeah, I get a lot of letters. And so this letter, it actually was generally a generic letter, but except for it said, can you all provide a plan for serving food safely? And then it had a list of all the normal, the thing that got me confused is it had basically the normal list for food safety, you can't serve more than 2 hours, The normal stuff that you do that we've been doing forever.
Huh.
And then you had to have a tent over top of your food and all the stuff that we've always done. So but it had some COVID stuff, which we were already doing too,
mm-hmm.
COVID-19 stuff. So, anyway, I wrote him back this morning saying, I'm so sorry. I thought this was just a generic letter. I didn't realize you were asking for a plan. I was going to send you a plan shortly. And then, and it was Martine Bernal, Cummings, and it was written allegedly by Andy.
Hmm.
So then I wrote out a whole thing about what the plan would be and apologized again for not missing the letter and I was happy that we're now all working together. This is great that we're all getting it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I emailed that. I don't know if I emailed. I'll email it to you in a few minutes when I get off. But
cool.
I emailed a lot of people, and I can't believe I spaced you out. But
possibly you did. I haven't. I may have missed it. So.
But I did the so we're in a really good relationship with a couple of health department people, including the head of the health department. And she totally agreed that where we're serving now is a completely stupid place to be serving.
You mentioned that yesterday, and you think that your involvement with her has maybe prompted this seemingly generic, but maybe not generic, letter from...
No, this letter came like, you know, 3 or 4 days ago, and I didn't see it.
I gotcha.
And it was just a random email, I think it could have been that the hotel voucher thing and all that freaked them out, that I was ending up too much. They're starting to hear the support that I got on the streets from doing that. You know?
Is that support continuing, or are people saying, he didn't give us vouchers yesterday and the day before, so screw
him? No, they cry, and they want to hug me, and they give me letters.
Still?
It's like an unbelievable situation.
And it's still happening?
Yeah, it's just full on. It's getting even more amazing. So, I think that they, you know... And then I noticed that they had a different lie in the city council meeting than they did in the media. And it's kind of funny. They said they'd talked to Second Harvest. You know, we couldn't be trusted, but they could talk to Second Harvest and anything and Meals on Wheels and see if they would help out. And of course, we're already working with both of them. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was that they. And then he made it out like, instead of being a rally, it was a food distribution, the large crowd that came to the first hotel voucher distribution. They just called it, that we didn't have social distancing at our meal, but that wasn't what we did have social distancing at our meal. And
it was the vouchers that followed that lacked the distancing.
Mm-hmm. And because I didn't realize there would be so many people there for that. But then the next night, it was really good. It was done really, you know, there was social distancing.
All in all,
and now the social distancing is like really totally together every meal.
Sounds good. So there were 3 nights of voucher give-outs, right? Pretty much.
There's technically 4, but 3 that were public and 1 just me paying for people that were already in hotels.
Was that 4th night the one happened before or after the 3 nights?
After. It was the last night.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And then we ordered a bunch of plywood and stuff to make a...
Platform,
but we now don't know what we're doing because we wrote this email and I haven't heard anything back from the government, but like a lot of other people have responded.
Are people putting up tents for the night, by the way?
Yeah, there's getting more and more tents down there. I mean, right in a second, there's only 2, but in the evening, a lot of people are sleeping here.
Now, is the ground dry enough to sleep on?
It's soaking wet in a lot of places, actually.
And is the county driving away people after 7 o'clock using the no trespassing law or not?
Well, we're on city land, so no.
Right, but I mean, if they wanted to move up to the drier ground up there.
I don't know if anything like that happens,
Gotcha.
I mean, I leave here around 8, and people are just, but I don't really pay attention to whether they're on county land or city land. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are on city land.
You haven't heard any accounts of people getting ticketed or driven away from places recently?
Not in a couple of days, no.
Because of course, it's been raining the last 2 days. Any reports of people being driven out of parking garages again?
No.
Oh, that
There's
sounds
people
good.
Starting to break windows downtown and steal shit.
Where has that happened as far as you know?
One of the places was in that like kind of rock place on Front Street underneath at St. George. And David, the guy from the Vets Hall, actually lived right above it, and he captured the guy, and he had tons and tons of, hundreds of dollars worth of stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know that rock store. I probably walked by it.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. He supported us against the selling rock ban that was happening on Pacific. So then, and then he's in the hospital, so that's what's too bad.
What's
I saw, like, some other, there's plywood up, starting to go up on buildings up and down Front Street.
Huh, interesting. How's your Schnookums doing? I hear she's ill.
She was, but she just kept taking high doses of vitamin C and was doing pretty good.
That's good.
So that was good, and yeah, it's hardcore.
And you got no sleep last night.
Oh, I did, but I'm just hoarse from talking and directing. You know, this was a shitload of food we cooked.
Any events coming up? I mean, are you doing a union meeting tonight, for instance?
I don't think so. Well,
I talked to Alicia.
Right now.
Alicia, yeah, well, it's true. It's past 5 o'clock. It's 5:20. I talked to Alicia finally, who I was able to talk to after 5 days.
Yeah, she's been having a hard time, I think, after that whole blitz of hotel stuff. I was intense because the amount of people calling me. I have the phone number of every person that lives on the street.
Also spoke with Kevin, who said you exhausted his ass, and you need to have a conference with him about stuff because he's up, you know, you burned him out.
I found your Cambro.
Yeah, I know. You mentioned that to me, and I'm pleased to hear that. I guess it was the vet's hall.
Yeah, I wonder if it's still there. I was intending to put it in the van, but I'm not sure I did. There's so much to put in the van. There you go. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for.
I take it you haven't seen Kevin today.
Do you have the spices? Are you guys going to come in tomorrow? Yeah, I don't need it. It's the last stuff I have in here, but I got to put all that crap back in here.
Any sign of Kevin around?
I haven't seen Kevin in a while, no.
Yeah, I'd say if you can, although you probably don't have room, put the container in your van, or because he needs it
until
for help.
We start to wash, yeah. I think so, because we'll have those two people be the distributors of the bread and stuff.
Well, I'm going to leave you unless there is any announcement you want to make. This probably won't go out till Thursday, although I may do a special netcast. I don't know. Anything you want to say?
No, you should go back while you can. Okay. Yeah, because I can recruit people to load all the heavy stuff.
I will talk to you again later, Keith.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.